It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. Weather here is a little rainy, but otherwise, it's beautiful Hawaii. Today, we have some tips for you about, number one, shopping. Especially you women, do not go to the mall, go shopping, get your packages, put it in a trunk, go back to do more shopping. Thieves wait for you, and when they see you do that, they will pry open your trunk and take all your packages. Okay? So if you're shopping and you need to put your packages in the car, put it in the trunk and drive off. Yes, I know it's hard to find parking, but it's better that than losing everything and damage your trunk. Okay? Move the car to another spot, not in the same row. Go on the other side of the mall. Okay? Yeah, I know this lady said, oh, what about if I move to the next aisle? No. Move to the other side of the mall, or downstairs or upstairs or whatever. Okay? Make it hard. We try to keep the honest honest. So, being that the economy is so bad, you know, people are finding different ways of trying to make a living. It's wrong, but what choice they have. Okay, so that's a tip number one. And number two is how to save gasoline. Saving gasoline is a long, lengthy tip. Okay, so here we go. You ready? Number one, having a high amp battery, like an Optima, will give you more spark at the spark plug, saving gasoline. And number two, using a K&N air filter. Number three, 92 gasoline, the 92 grade. The higher grade will give you better gas mileage. Okay? And the one we recommend is Shell and Tesoro. Tire pressure also saves gasoline. Having the right tire pressure. Using 10 to 20% more ethanol will also save gasoline. Using a good synthetic oil like AMS oil will give you more gas mileage. Having a good brake job done also saves you gasoline. What I mean by good brake job is, if you have a chance to have your car up on a lift, try spinning the wheels and see if the wheels spin freely. If the brake job was not done properly, the wheels will bind. For those of you that cannot find E100 ethanol, using mothballs help raise the octane and give you better gas mileage. The amount of mothballs is 5 per gallon. Okay. Using a high performance muffler helps save gas mileage. Lighter aluminum wheels and not those big huge 20 inch rims. Those 20 inch rims do not save gasoline. Spark plugs, the Autolite XP series spark plugs save gasoline, also longer life. The MSD ignition system gives more spark to the spark plug. Okay? Now, if you're going to change the air filter to the KNN, I would recommend highly the KNN cold air package. If you have a question, give us a call at 808-296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. Okay? Now, one of the newspaper articles came out where they were asking, why doesn't Aloha Petroleum build another refinery to bring the price of gasoline down? Are they dreaming? Why would anybody want to bring down the price of gasoline? Think about it. What choice do we have? Let's face it. Even if we had four refineries here, they're all friends with each other. You think one is going to rip off the other one by dropping his price? Come on, folks. Wake up. Like Champ said, Champ from OC16, he said, oh, well, just cut off the water supply. But how are you going to cut off the water supply? Then you're not going to drive your car anymore. So he said, oh, yeah, that's true. So what choice you have? If it goes up to $5.50 a gallon, you have to buy it. Either buy it or don't drive. Right? I mean, think, for those of you that can remember when gasoline was 25 cents a gallon. 25 cents a gallon, folks. At that time, if they brought up the price to $4 a gallon in one leap, the whole population would fall down backwards on their back and pass out. But if they shove it onto you little at a time, you don't really notice it. But like I said, those of you that can remember back then when gasoline was 25 cents a gallon, look at it today. Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. And we're going to run the Crestec trivia. So, Wanda, when you get up off your nap and get ready, figure out a trivia for the Crestec Cleaning Center. Okay? So, anyway, Crestec Cleaning Center has moved. And they're on Kapilani Boulevard, two doors away from McKinley Car Wash towards towards Waikiki. Okay? And Crestec Cleaning Center has all the oils we recommend and all the good stuff. And including cleaning detergent things, and they have that fantastic Degreaser 2000 and that aerosol disinfectant spray that's really powerful. Okay, so go check them out. Tires can also save you gas mileage. I mean, how many of you actually go out and scale the tires that you're going to buy? Hey, it's worth it. Take a bathroom scale with you and tell the guy, hey, can you put it on a scale? Check it out. The weight of the tire takes away gas mileage, folks. The lighter the tire, the better the gas mileage. In racing, that's what we used to do. We scale the tires. Not only scale them, but we measure the diameter and make sure they're all perfect. But we want the lightest ones. It makes a difference. I mean, if you have a chance to go try roll some tires, go scale them and then try rolling them. it's harder to roll the heavy tire and easier to roll the lighter one. Common sense. Okay? Now, I know this is not totally part of automotive, but you know how they're trying to raise taxes on us? Right? They're raising taxes on everything. They're also going to raise the property tax. The darn mayor is going to raise the property tax on non-profit like churches and cancer. The cancer, what do you call, charity place. I mean, why don't they have some brains and try to figure out a way to make money so they don't have to raise taxes? I mean, it's right there, right in their face. The Waikiki Grand Prix race would bring in millions. Why are we just sitting on it? Oh, it's because it's easier to raise taxes than to do work. Now, if you had a company and you had employees that work like that, why are you paying them? Would you keep hiring them? No. If they're not doing the work, you fire them. Well, folks, it's about time we do something, because they're gouging the non-profit people that's trying to help people. What's up with that? What are they going to tax next? You go think about it, folks. It's common sense. Okay? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. If you have a question, comment, whatever, give us a call. Okay? So, anyway, I have my red pickup truck running on 100% ethanol right now, and I'm loving it. I know Wendell Kwan is just envious about running 100%, and Champ from OC16 is on 100% on his Chrysler 300, and so is Charlene Kwan. She is 100% on ethanol in her BMW. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. You know, you're talking about light tires.
Mm-hmm.
So what does light mean? Certain pounds, or if I can carry it, or what?
That's why I said to take a bathroom scale that is super light that you can carry in your trunk. And when you go there, you have them put the tire on the scale.
Yeah, but what kind of poundage?
What?
What kind of weight?
You look for the lightest one.
Oh, you just compare and whichever.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, I thought it had to be certain.
No, no.
Oh, so no other hints, just get the lightest one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And I still have two boxes of mothballs, then I gotta buy ethanol.
Two boxes of mothballs, then you gotta buy ethanol? You know, you sound just like this guy that went out and bought 5 quarts of AMSOIL because his car wasn't running right. And he came back a week later and he told me that the car is still running the same. So I asked him, did you change the oil? He said, yeah. And I was puzzled. So after talking to him for a while, he admits he has cases of the old oil, so he just used the old oil. The AMSOIL that he bought is sitting on the shelf in the garage. So I told him, how is that going to work if you don't change to the AMSOIL? So his friend looked at him and said, yeah, what's the matter with you?
Yeah, but what am I going to do with the mothball?
Use them for the moths.
Stink.
Well, it's up to you.
So pretty soon. I know it's good because I tried it before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, here we go. Wanda, did you come up with a trivia?
You want an easy one or you want a hard one?
It's Christmas. Make it easy. How many reindeers does Santa Claus have? No, I'm just joking.
Okay, what country did Queen Emma consider Hawaii's greatest enemy?
What country?
Yes.
Big Island. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. And the trivia prize has been donated by Billy Christman from Crestec Cleaning Center.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I didn't hear anything till right now.
Oh.
You
gotta turn up your hearing aid.
It must be the weather. It is pouring rain, but I did hear you talk politics, so you opened the door.
Close it.
But, George, haven't you learned already the government only knows increase? If the bus ridership goes down, they increase the price of the bus fare. If there's not enough people parking at the airport, they increase the parking rate. If they're not getting enough money, they just increase the taxes. That's the mentality you have. Us in business, people in business know when your sales are down, you lower your prices to get more people to come in. It's just two completely different ways of looking at the world. And it'll never change.
You know what's the answer?
What?
We in business, if business goes down, we pay less taxes. How's that?
Well, yeah, actually, but you do on your excise tax.
No, we just cut the amount of tax we pay.
Oh, yeah, right. But who
instead
wants
of
to
the
go
4%,
first?
Instead of the 4%, we pay 1%.
Well, there you go. But who's brave enough to go first?
They can't lock up the whole 1 million population.
Well, I know, but, you know, like I say, I don't want to be the first guy they lock up. I want to be the 20th guy when
we come and visit you.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. I could see that right now with the file and the cake like in the old days.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks, it's raining. Turn on your headlights when you turn on your windshield wipers. That's my safety tip of the week. And as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Okay. Who's next? Who's next?
We have Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren.
Hi. Got an answer for a trivia?
Okay.
Okay. My answer is America.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
I got a different answer.
Okay.
What is America?
United States.
Yeah.
I thought United States and America is the same.
I said, what's another name for it?
United States? Wow. Okay. Give Wanda your info.
Okay. And thanks.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
That was too easy. Okay. Gift tip. Okay. For those of you wondering what you're going to give away for Christmas. How about a gift certificate to the Trout House? That's a good one. The food at Trout House is excellent. The prices is good. The atmosphere is excellent. So, the Trout House right next to the Ilikai. Go check it out. Or, give them a trip to the Naniloa Hotel in Hilo. That's completely 100% upgraded and it's beautiful. Really beautiful. If you're going to Hilo, go check it out. It's a lot nicer than the other hotels. Okay? Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? I know this is not part of automotive, but my daughter that does dog grooming is very upset about this. Remember that pet store that abused the dogs way back, and they got what do they call for that? The Aloha Pet Shop. They are now called the Pet Spot. The same people back in business and back to abuse the dogs again. The dogs all should you get together and just have them for lunch. Terrible people. Anyway, the Aloha Pet Shop has changed the name to the Pet Spot. I don't recommend dealing with people like that. If you have an SUV, I recommend lowering it 2 inches. It adds to the stability and adds to your gas mileage. Okay? It's a lot better to be about 2 inches. Just 2 inches is a big difference. I know you think it's just a little, but it's a lot. Okay, potholes. What's up with these potholes? You see any potholes getting fixed, folks? I don't. You know, and the other auto technicians in the industry are telling me, don't say anything. We're making money from all the people's cars getting busted up. Well, that's not the idea. We pay high taxes for vehicle registration. We pay gasoline tax. And that is all supposed to be for the road. It's not supposed to go for the rail or anything else. But go check, folks. The registration fee and the taxes off the gasoline all goes into a general fund. And everybody dips into it. They have no idea how much the total of registration and gasoline taxes come out to. They don't care. If they need more money in the general fund, or let's raise this and let's raise that. What about repairing and doing what the fund was supposed to repair? They make it sound like it's a reasonable subject. We have to repair the road, so we gotta raise the vehicle tax. Well, for your information, folks, in the state of Arizona, it's only $41 to register a Toyota Camry,
$41. And how come only on Oahu it's the highest? The other island, excuse me, the other islands is cheaper. Way cheaper. What's up with that? Is it because Oahu has the most dumbest people? That you can rip them off, take all their money, and they smile and they say thank you? I don't know. Think. Okay, who's next? Hello, Wanda.
Okay, we have Ernest from Makiki.
Hey, Ernest.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Yeah, man, I got a Ford Ranger, needy Ford Ranger I'm building. I changed the engine, trans, and everything. And now I put the new battery, changed all the cables, did the tune-up and everything. But the problem is she don't want to fire up, so I don't know if that's an electrical system in the gas tank or what. That's my problem right there.
Okay.
I get one lot, L8L engine.
Okay. You know what brake clean is?
Yes.
Spread into the intake.
Yeah, but this is the kind of fuel injection, huh?
Right.
Yeah, you just got to... Okay.
Okay, open... You got to take off the bellows, open the throttle, and spread in there, put back the bellows, and try start it up.
Okay.
If it starts up, your fuel pump's dead.
Oh, yeah? I was just thinking about that. You gotta drop them just in the gas tank, right? Okay, I've been there.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay,
bye bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Earl from downtown.
Hey, Earl.
Hey, hi, George. Hey, you know, today's paper, you get a chance to read that about the Navy using the biodiesel to stretch their gasoline further?
Biodiesel doesn't stretch it.
Yeah, that's my question. You know, they're using they say biofuel, 450,000 gallons of biofuel purchased by the government to fuel RIMPAC ships and aircraft at the cost of $12 million. And, I didn't do the math, but they claim that it's like $26 a gallon. And, my question to you is, why are they spending that much, $26 a gallon, using biodiesel? You know, they say they make it from cooking oil.
Mm-hmm.
And they said President Obama's goal to achieve more energy security by finding ways to lessen the dependence on foreign oil and fossil fuels.
It's all BS.
Yeah. I look at that and I'm just scratching my head when, you know, there's ethanol that's way less.
Mm-hmm.
We can produce it here. We can produce it, in the U.S. And why are we trying to get all the 450,000 gallons of biodiesel?
Well, they want to discourage the people and have the people push and support the American oil companies.
That's what's behind all this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because all the buses that we have in a city, they could have bought ethanol-powered buses.
Wow. Yeah. They have the ethanol made here, right?
Right.
But they figure that's not the way to go, right? Because this one, this Solarzyme's using algae oil.
No.
You know how much algae you got to get to get any oil out of that thing?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's why that guy from that NRLB, that guy came by your place, said that that algae thing is, he didn't think it's the way to go because there's too much of it involved to make any noticeable amount. And that's why the oil companies are behind that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I look at that, I see Chevron working on algae oil. And then now when you think about what this guy said, it makes sense that they're doing something that they know is not going to work.
Right.
Keep their oil profits up. Yeah.
You got it.
Well, interesting. Okay, I thought I'd run that by you because I read that today and I scratched my head. Yeah. Okay, George.
Thanks, Earl.
All right, aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Will from Honolulu.
Hey, Will.
Hello. Yes, I'd like to change my
What do you want to change?
I want to change
The
thermostat.
You want to change the thermostat?
Yeah, and I cannot free the 2 volts on the manifold.
Uh-oh.
Is there a way to free the volts? It's an aluminum manifold.
What kind of car?
Chevrolet.
Oh boy. More than likely it's gonna break. The easier way to do it is run the car and make it hot.
Mm-hmm.
Then take it off.
To heat it up.
Yeah, you gotta heat them up.
Mm-hmm.
And get a punch, you know, a steel punch.
Yeah.
Okay, and hammer the bolt.
Down.
Yes. Not hard now, not with a sledgehammer. Just a...
Just step it.
Not real soft, but hit it enough to knock it out.
Oh.
Okay. And it'll jar the electrolysis loose, and it'll come loose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But all be right. Careful if it's hot, because the coolant is going to shoot out when you loosen the bolt.
Okay? Don't drain out the coolant.
No.
Okay. Okay, just loose, see if the bolt comes loose, then loosen, drain the coolant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Dodge. I got two automotive questions. Looking for secondhand cars, I went on the internet. Chevy Malibu have electric motor steering, and so far, there's a lot of negative on it. I guess they're saving, power. They took away the power steering and et cetera, and the electric motor somehow doesn't work. the other one is a Nissan. They have a new transmission called a CVT. I also looking at that, too, as a, secondhand. What are your thoughts on both of them?
No.
On both? No. Okay.
That was easier.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy Japanese, you buy Toyota. Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to have at least a amount of problems.
Correct. Yeah. Okay, great. Okay. Thanks again for your help.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Anyway. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? If you have a question, comment, whatever.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back again, and you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Tom from IPL.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, George. I just got a tip for your listeners today. And, you know, now that the weather's turning to the rainy season and it's wet and humid and moist, just want to remind them to make sure they check their battery terminals. You know, because a lot of times they think the battery goes dead, but it's just a lot of corrosion around the terminals.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably familiar with that.
Not really, because we don't use acid-type batteries anymore.
Oh, yeah. But
we use a dry type, like Optima.
Right, but most other people, you know, they
get... Yeah, they use the cheapy one.
And you get a lot of corrosion.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like... little white fuzz growing around the terminals.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's bad with that is the manufacturers have put the car's computer right next to the battery. Mm-hmm. So all that acid that comes out kills the computer.
Planned obsolescence.
You got it.
Okay, so just wanted to remind your listeners to at least take a look at their batteries to see if there's corrosion. A lot of people don't even look under the hood.
Oh, 90% of them don't know how to open it.
Okay, George.
Thanks.
Take care.
Hello. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Bob from Wahewa.
Hey, Bob.
Yo, Bill.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, Bob.
Oh, yeah, Ford Taurus 2000. When we took the car off the parking lot, we hear a humming sound.
Mm-hmm.
But when we stop at the traffic light, there's no more. And then when we start again, and then it starts humming again. You know what that is?
Only when you're rolling down the road?
Yes, sir.
Well, the car is singing.
Huh?
The car is singing.
Yeah. What does that mean? The motor?
The tires.
Oh, yeah. I heard that from a... auto parts store. He told me that. He said it could be a tires.
Mm-hmm. Or wheel bearings.
Yeah. See?
In either case, you got to have it checked out.
Okay. Thanks a lot, George.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Eric, give us a call at 808-296-5467 if you have a comment, request, whatever. Okay? We're flexible.
I got a question.
You got to call in.
I've always wondered, you know, when you're driving on a freeway and there's a lot of heavy traffic and you want to switch lanes. Say you're on, there's three lanes and you two cars want to go to the middle lane, the right lane, somebody from the right lane and the left lane. How do they not collide?
Well, they're supposed to be paying attention and seeing if the lane is clear.
Because I've seen where, like, there's near accidents when they're both switching at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It always happens. And they just got to be careful and check to make sure it's clear before they change lanes. But, you know, folks... You know how they say using the cell phone while driving is against the law, right? But have you noticed commercials where the people are using the cell phone and driving? Did you see that? I forgot what commercial that was, but I think it was one of the cell phone company's commercial where they're driving with a cell phone. And I thought it's supposed to be illegal to be driving with the cell phone. Anyway, who's next?
We have Reg from Kaimuki.
Hi.
Hi, hello. Yes, I'm just wondering, you know, I have a 89 Astra van.
Mm-hmm.
Six-cylinder, and, you know, the air filter I got from Napa, it doesn't fit for some reason. It's too tall or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was wondering if it seems to be sputtering. The engine sputters a lot, and it kind of helped when I clean out the throttle body. But I think it has to more. It might have to do with that mismatched size air filter. I'm thinking.
No. What kind of gas are you using?
I vary from regular to super.
Okay. When you use regular, do you know what the octane is?
Not sure.
You gotta be sure. It's like food. If you eat bad food, you're gonna be on the toilet a lot. And you're not gonna keep eating that food. So the car is trying to talk to you. Now, a lot of people will mix the regular and the super, thinking that the super will bring up the regular to a higher octane. It doesn't. In gasoline, the weaker one overpowers the stronger one. So when you buy half super, half regular, it becomes all regular. So the only gas that I could recommend for you to try, and try the gas first, is the Shell or Tesoro Premium. Empty the tank, run it down low as you can, and fill it with that and see if it helps.
Well, how about the you know where to get the right size one?
Air filter has no bearing on the excuse me, how the car runs. But if you have a bad air filter, then it chokes it.
Yeah, for some reason the cover won't sit down flush on it because like the filter is too tall.
And it's the wrong one. You should return it.
Yeah, I went 2 times. They said that's the one.
Then tell them how come it don't fit.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Okay.
Okay, I had a few, recommendations or basically information. My parents recently bought a 2007 Dodge Caravan, and I'd just like to know your opinion on them, if you've done a lot of work on them or, you know, how they are problems-wise and their pros, you know?
A Dodge Caravan?
Yeah.
I don't recommend it.
Okay.
They have a lot of AC problems.
Okay.
And I would recommend, if anything, a Toyota van.
Yeah, but I mean, that I know I tried arguing with them. I have a Toyota and I'm stuck with Toyota for life for that, but as for minivans, the cost effective, it's not. In Dodge Caravan, you pick one up for about $7,000 for like low mileage, 7 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
A Toyota Sienna for the same year is about, from what I've seen, about $17,000-$19,000.
Wow.
Yeah, they have a high resale value here, like crazy.
Holy moly.
Yeah. That's all. I mean, so you're saying the AC, to watch out for AC, right?
The AC, not only the AC, but the water pumps, power steering,
okay.
Transmissions.
Transmission too?
Yeah.
Because I know the thing is we had the Pontiac Montana, the 3.4, which was the problematic, very problematic. And they're known for rack and pinion.
Yep.
Drive shaft, cooling from the head gasket being...
Yep.
I know they're very problematic, but this one I heard is a bit better.
No.
But jeez.
No. You want a good quality, you got to pay, right?
No, right. Okay, like they say, Christian, you get what you pay for.
No, that I agree. But, I mean, no, budget-wise, it's not always easy. You know, like, I mean, look, if it was for me, I'd buy a Toyota Sienna.
Yeah, but if you look at the long run, the money you save not repairing it is worth more.
Of course, you don't gotta argue with that with me. You gotta argue with my parents.
Yeah,
I told them I looked for a Toyota Sienna. They're excellent. They drive phenomenal, even with sludge. I've seen some that like oil changes were neglected, mm-hmm. and the Toyota still is a tank. It still runs like perfect.
Yeah,
it's like these. They need a lot more maintenance. You have to keep up with them, but
oh yeah.
And, well, the thing is, you know, it's under warranty to the next summer, so you can't put AMSO, you can't put whatever you want, you can't even rust-proof it here, if not, it voids the warranty. But if you rust-proof it with them at Dodge, they're okay with that.
Not good.
No, not good. One last thing, regarding the ethanol, has there been any updates for here in Canada?
We're working on it, we're working on it.
I need that stuff, man.
I know, we're working on it. Try emailing me and give me your address.
Okay.
Okay?
I guess to find the location if it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Alex from Wahiwa.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, how you doing, George? Hey, listen, I got a quick question. I heard you talking to Bob about Optima batteries.
Mm-hmm.
My mom owns a 94 Honda Civic. Still running, got about 31K on it. Is it worth my investigating maybe using that battery instead of a little?
Okay. No, because that Honda has a skinny little battery.
Yeah, it's true.
It's garbage.
So I just have to keep buying skinny little batteries.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Who that?
George.
Hey, Rob.
George, I want you to walk through this with me and our listeners.
But it's raining.
Yeah, it's bright and sunny in Aina Haina. What are you talking about?
Okay, what's
George,
up?
Okay, now you know that I've been very certain about not paying that new registration fee.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, maybe I'm not typical of everybody else that has to be on the road every damn day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as an old retired senior citizen that doesn't go any further than Aina Haina and Kauai Costco, right? Right back, you know, A to B, back to A. And, George, I continue to pay my insurance, the car insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't pay the registration. I'm trying to figure out, you know, because they always seem to think that they can figure out how to nail you. The only thing I've always heard was, you know, if you don't pay it, then they're going to ding you even harder for unpaid.
No, if after so many years, they forget it.
Yeah, George, I admit I am going to do this.
No, the dangerous part about that, about okay. registration.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Okay. And not registering your car. Even if you have insurance coverage.
Okay.
If somebody rams into your car, the insurance company of the person that is wrong does not have to repair your car.
And that's that no fault.
No. It's because if you read your insurance policies, it covers only legal vehicles.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, this is good for everybody to know.
Yeah. So if your car is out of the registration, no safety check, they do not have to fix your car.
And George, the thing with the safety check is you can't, they won't give you the safety check unless you have the current
registration.
Period, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted everybody listening to know. You know, if you are considering this,
do you consider registering the car on Kauai, Maui, or Big Island?
George, how are we supposed to do that?
Put it on Young Brothers and go to Ara Island.
Oh, my God. So it's supposed to take $600.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, I was going to say no, but that's okay because, George, obviously there's going to be a lot of people out there that just aren't going to want to pay it.
I know, but I didn't vote for them.
No, I know, and me neither, but...
The people just got to wake up.
So, but George, the point of the call is, you know, these are the risks and the angles of the dangles, right?
Well, it's not going to end there, Rob. It's still going to go up.
Oh, they're insane, George.
They don't care because nobody says anything.
Yeah, well, I tried, but yeah. I was an army of one, right?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Okay. So... What? What did you say? Hello?
What?
I heard you saying
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I said there's one more break we have to go to. So I we'll be to. Right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Back rolling again, and who do we have on the phone?
We have Tom from YPO.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, George. You hit the nail right on the head. I don't know if you're kidding or not, but, you know, shipping your car over to the neighbor island and having it registered there, and then, you know, once you bring it back, you don't have to register it back in on Oahu. Just keep paying your registration from Maui.
You don't have to ship the car.
No, you have to.
Why?
Because my cousin lives on Maui, so I was thinking about doing that. They said you have to have a bill of lading from Young Brothers to show that the car is physically on Maui.
Really?
Yeah. So, but, you know, once you come back, as long as you have relatives on the neighbor island, you know, it goes to their house, the registration, and they forward it to you. You pay the bill, and you know, it might be worth it because if you rent the car, it's like $300 for the weekend anyway, renting a car.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's worth it.
So you might as well send your car there and use it for, you know, when you visit your relatives for, you know, say, especially if you stay a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll give you time to go down to the DMV and have it registered. Say you moved to Maui. And you did, I mean, temporarily.
Yeah. Good idea.
And then you bring. Then when you come back, you bring it back. You don't have to say that you brought the car back.
That's right.
Right?
Good idea.
Okay, just thought I'd share that with you guys.
That's great.
Okay, thanks. Aloha.
Aloha. Yep, that's a good idea. Because I don't know about you folks, but I pay $400 a year for my registration. And that's a ripoff. When I can spend only $41 in Arizona and $120 on the Big Island. What's up with this? I mean, come on, folks. We got to do something. We cannot just sit here and let them do what they want. That's ridiculous. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. If you have a comment, remark, whatever. We're flexible. Polish your headlights, folks, because that is now part of the safety check. They can fail you if your headlights is cloudy. Okay? So, polish it out. They sell those kits to polish out your headlights. You can buy it from any of the parts stores, and all of them are great. Some of you with the really bad cases of foggy headlights, it's going to be quite difficult. In those cases, you'd have to go to a professional and have it done. Okay? So, before they fail you at the safety check, get it done. Okay? 808-296-5467. Okay, so anyway, check your safety stickers. Make sure it is up to date. Check your registration and make sure that is up to date, because you don't want your insurance company canceling you. Okay, who's next?
We have Art from IEA.
Hey, Art.
Hi, George. Say, regarding the car registration here in Oahu, when they send out the first notices and it had a glitch, my first one was 280-20. Then when they send out the correct, the so-called corrected copy, it went from 280 to 339.
Mm-hmm. It's going to go up again next year.
Oh, yeah. It's going to go up every year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, us people, you know, we have to do something about it, say something about it, and, make our voices heard. And
they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Only when it goes up to $1,000 per car, then they're going to do something.
You know, the city and county, you know, they have the people that don't register the car. It's on the system.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it's going to update.
They won't go far.
Well, yeah. So, we got to get with Donna Kim, get with her and get her back on your show.
She'll be on next week.
Great. Yeah, we can discuss it more then.
Okay.
Okay, great. Have a nice weekend. I'm running the Honolulu Marathon tomorrow.
Oh, good luck.
Thank you. I don't need it. Okay, have a nice weekend. You too, Wanda. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Want to get to a fast call?
Okay.
Okay, we have Rich from Royal Kunia.
Hi, Rich.
Hi. Okay, got an 88 Monte Carlo. I've been to your shop before about some ethanol, but recently my starter died. I never had any signs. What would be signs of why the starter would, give me a sign of why it would, or that it was about to die?
The sign would be a slow turn on the first initials hit.
You mean, oh, okay.
You got to pay attention.
I only drive it like once a week, so I just figured maybe sitting once a week, it wasn't, maybe the battery wasn't exactly...
What kind of battery are you using?
You're going to hate this, but the diehard.
That's what killed the starter.
Really?
Yes, sir.
You like the gel type?
Use the Optima. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thanks for tuning in, and we got to get out of here. So, drive carefully. See you all next week. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.